Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear and sunny, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures with a light breeze. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler with a hint of clouds. A comfortable day across Israel. Here are today's headlines. First, dozens of terrorists barricaded under the mountain. This is how the IDF eliminated Hezbollah's stronghold. The IDF published new footage from the underground operation on the Ali Tahar Ridge earlier today, featuring drone images and body cameras, according to Israel Hayom. Also, the hotel in the north affected by the war has reopened after almost 3 years. The 13 rooms and suites have been renovated, and the first guests have arrived. This comes from a report just in from Israel Hayom. Also this hour, the IDF has killed the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade in a southern Gaza airstrike. Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri, known as Abu al-Haytham, was targeted for his involvement in dozens of attacks. This information comes from the Times of Israel. Separately, Israel was reportedly warned of a potential Hamas kidnapping operation years before the events of October 7th. Colonel Doron Hadar, a reservist, disclosed this in an interview with Khan, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. And finally, the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah's tunnel network in Lebanon, consolidating a security zone. The State of Israel pledges continued defense of northern communities. This report comes from earlier today via JNS. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 recounted a moment from September 11, 2001, posting just minutes ago. They described how President Bush remained calm in a classroom after learning of the attacks to avoid alarming children. Al-Arabiya English posted just now about J.D. Vance at a GOP convention. He offered to buy a protester a plane ticket to Mexico after they waved a Mexican flag. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted that Hezbollah's stronghold is gone. He noted that Iran had previously threatened to target Israel if such an event occurred. He also mentioned the upcoming Jewish New Year, emphasizing light overcoming darkness. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation against Hezbollah, Israel Hayom reports that this strategic underground assault on the Ali Tahar Ridge involved advanced technology and coordination. This move is expected to bolster security along the northern border, reducing threats from Hezbollah. Turning to the hotel reopening in the north, Israel Hayom describes the extensive renovations and restored gardens. This signals resilience and a return to normalcy for the region, offering a boost to local tourism and economy. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel notes that the strike on Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri is part of a broader effort to dismantle Hamas's military leadership. This targeted action aims to weaken the group's operational capacity in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post report on the Hamas kidnapping warning highlights potential intelligence oversights before October 7th. This revelation could prompt renewed scrutiny of security protocols and intelligence sharing in Israel. Finally, the JNS report on Hezbollah's tunnel network destruction underscores Israel's resolve in securing its northern communities. This action aims to deter future aggressions and stabilize the border area. Turning to business and markets. First, Alice, a cybersecurity firm, discusses the vulnerabilities in AI systems. Roy Fizitsky, their VP of security research, warns that if these are discovered by malicious entities, billions could be affected, as reported by Tech. Separately, Marav Business reports on the Houthis' impact on global oil prices, which approached $10.6 a barrel. Escalations in strategic maritime choke points are raising concerns about further disruptions in the global economy. And finally, Ynet Business covers upheavals in major tech companies like Meta and OpenAI. High-profile exits and pay concerns are signaling potential instability in the tech sector, impacting investor confidence. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.